It is. It's been a very busy program, obviously, remembering the life of Johnny Sattler. Jimmy Smith is coming up. You're going to have Bobby McCarthy on the show, mate.
What a privilege. Yeah. Arguably his greatest mate, you know, a great teammate, but long association with the families. I actually reached out to Sats last night and said, you know, obviously pass on our condolences to everyone. I think it's a bit closer because we work with Sats. Do you get that sense, Matty?
Yeah.
I mean, John's an icon of the game, undoubtedly, yeah. Undoubtedly, for so many reasons, but a lot of it about that 1970 grand final and playing so long with a jaw that was shattered, not broken, shattered. I asked Sats, who should I get to speak about your dad? And he said, speak to Macca.
Yeah.
And they're great mates. And, you know, Bob McCarthy went up as the first coach of the Gold Coast Giants, and John Sattler was a part owner of that team. So long, long association. Again, I've pre-recorded the interview with Bob, but at different stages, he's telling stories, and he's a great storyteller, Bob McCarthy. He's telling stories, and it feels like you're sitting in the dressing room watching what he says, which is a fascinating insight. It was a privilege to speak. At the 15-minute mark, so, sorry, Bobby, we've got to wrap it up, mate.
We've got to go.
But he could have gone on forever, and seriously, if you're sitting around and having a few beers at the pub, you'd listen forever.
It's the love of the game, isn't it?
It's a reason today, and you read about it and you see some old clips, and it's a reason to remind yourself why you love the code or a team or a player or a club. It's that sort of, I reckon there's a percentage of South Sydney Rabbitohs fans who go, oh, Johnny Sattler. Mm. Yeah, I just used to love him.
Mm. I think it's interesting, isn't it? There's the obvious debate around the injuries that the game has been doing, and that focus needs to continue. I don't know if today is the time to have that discussion around that, because I think in this scenario, it falls back to the passion, the love of the game itself and what the game gave those kind of people, away from the current issues, obviously.
I think what a lot of people need to be aware of with the current issues around concussion and the new policies that have been implemented and everything, it's not about taking the game away.
Yeah.
It's not about making the game softer. It's about making the game safer. And it's not to take away those massive collisions and the injuries that occur from that. That's part of the game. But just to protect the participants during the course of that. And that's from the under sevens right up to the elite level too. It's because of the knowledge we have now. This is what we should. This is best practice. The knowledge that they had in 1970, John Sattler stayed on the field with a broken jaw. That was best practice.
Yeah.
They went, Sats wants to stay on the field. Well, let Sats stay on the field.
Yeah. Fix it later.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
And the best thing now, that doesn't happen.
That doesn't happen.
That's the best thing.
It's sort of a good and a bad thing. It's, you know, there's the romantic aspect to it. Sam Burgess stayed on. Sean Kenny Dowell is a forgotten one. Stayed on the field in the 2013 grand final with a fractured cheekbone.
Toughness.
Yeah.
Toughness,
so our talk topic is the tough players. And I used to, it's funny, and you have a perspective on things now, right? And that is when Steve Waugh was he was the toughest one. He's the hard one to get out. Or Alan Border, you know.
Yeah.
There's a single mother in the west of Sydney working three jobs that's maybe tougher, but that just doesn't play out.
Yeah.
You know, toughness comes in many forms.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, there's mental toughness. There's all sorts of toughness. I think, you know, when you came in, you said the word tough. I don't know why this name jumped out at me. Cement Gillespie.
Mm.
I mean, there's plenty of tough. I bet you when I jump in the car and listen to your interview with Bob McCarthy, 1,000, be prepared. I'm going to text.
Good.
I'll use voice to text because I'll be in the car.
Yeah.
Sensible. Because 1,000 tough players will come. Because 1,000 tough. Everyone who plays NRL is tough.
You know who I thought you were going to say? Jeff Toovey.
Yep. There you go.
Like there's a tough guy.
Yeah.
Cement Gillespie was an interesting one. He lost a finger on a garbage truck. I think in the weeks leading up to the 85 or 86 grand final. Might have been the 86 grand final.
Yeah.
He didn't play, but he wanted to. They wouldn't let him play.
Right.
He'd lost that finger on the garbage truck.
Soft.
Yeah. You tell him.
What, you wouldn't play with nine fingers? What's wrong with you?
There's a great yarn about, in 1992, the Great Britain side toured, and Andy Platt was a big tough front row. There was someone got injured for the Australian side. It might have been Chief Harrigan, went off early, and though Bob Fulton's replacement was David Gillespie. Oh. And Andy Platt said he looked over and went, "Oh, not this lad again."
Don't worry. They got their own back many years later with Morley.
Exactly.
Tough and mad.
Yeah, good combo that.
What else is coming up, mate?
We're going to have a chat inside the Bulldogs squad there, 2 from 3. Jaleesa Apps have her say on what's happening in the league. And, of course, Tuesday, the analyst.
Jimmy Smith coming up